Hello, welcome back. In this video, we'll discuss elasticity of labor, look at the supply and demand of the labor market and the elasticity of the labor market. So just keep in mind that elasticity is nothing to get up in a fuss about. It's just talking about the reaction when prices change. You know, what is the reaction of the market? And think about it like a rubber band, right? Elasticity, like when you stretch out a rubber band, it'll snap back. So that's the reaction of you stretching out the rubber band, right? And then when you let it go, it snaps back. So essentially, it's just the reaction of changes in the market based on price, right? So that's all elasticity is talking about, right? It's just basically another word for change or reaction to, right? So a reaction to a change, right? So, elasticity of labor demand measures the responsiveness of demand when there is a change in the wage rate. It depends on what? Depends on labor costs as a percentage of total costs, right? So, when labor expenses are a high percentage of total costs, then labor demand is more elastic, right? So, we'll show how that's demonstrated in upcoming slides. So the ease and cost of factor substitution. Labor demand is more elastic when a firm can substitute easily between labor and capital inputs, right? So it's more elastic when a firm can substitute easily between labor and capital inputs, right? So there'll be more of a reaction if we can reduce the amount of labor and substitute that out with capital inputs, right? So maybe we can add more machinery, right? Then hire more labor, right? So we can have machines come in and do it at a cheaper fixed cost over time than we would have to worry about all of the benefits, wages, and then taxes that come along with hiring more labor. So if we will see employment shift dramatically if we substitute out labor with capital inputs, right? So price elasticity of demand for the final output. This determines whether a firm can pass on higher labor costs to consumers in the form of increased prices, right? So if we have a high percentage of labor costs, we obviously are going to have to absorb those costs somewhere, right? Someone is going to have to absorb those costs, right? So we're going to try to price in those factors of production into our price, our factors of production in this case being labor costs, right? We're going to try to put that into the price, bake it in, right? Input our increased labor costs into the price. And then we'll see how the demand for this product changes, right? Is there much demand change, right? Can we increase prices by 15%? And how much will demand change for this product if we increase by 15, 20%, right? So that'll measure, so the elasticity of demand for the final output will measure the change or reaction to the change in price, right? So how sensitive will the price change be on demand, right? So, elasticity of labor demand measures the responsiveness of demand when there is a change in the wage rate, and it depends on this, the same thing we just discussed, right? So we can see it's graphically illustrated here, right? So we can see as wages rise, right? So now there will be less demand for quantity of labor, right? So companies will want to hire less people as wages increase, right? So employment is sensitive to wage changes. So you can see the shift in employment demand, the demand for labor, right? You can see how that changes. It decreases, it tightens, it shrinks, right? When wages increase. Now, elasticity, okay, so now let's look at this next part, right? So now let's look at what happens when wages really increase, right? We have to have a whole new demand curve, right? So we'll have labor demand too, because it's went really parabolic. It's went straight up almost, right? So you can see that with this third wage increase, that the elasticity of demand really impacted the market, right? There was a big, swift change, right? So what was the reason for the driver? What was the driver for the wage increase number three? Because look, obviously it is actually helped the wage rate or the employment rate go back up, right? So obviously this company has shifted away from lower skilled labor jobs, right? So maybe we have sophisticated our operation, or maybe we've diversified our operation into something that is more technologically bound, right? Something that we need more skilled employees to develop our products, to research and develop and produce them, right? So maybe this is the reason why the demand for labor has went up, right? Because the need for skilled labor has increased the demand for that labor, right? Because if you have a skill and you can exploit that skill, you can get high, you can be paid higher wages, right? So this is the reason why the employment demand increased, even though the wage rate increased, right? So all of those are factors that have to be thought about whenever we're discussing elasticity of labor demand. Why? So we can see that the sensitivity to this change was very strong. It was so strong, in fact, that we had to create a new demand curve. Okay? So obviously, we have increased our operation, and we have a need for higher skilled labor, right? So that is why you've seen such a shift or reaction to the change in the demand curve. So elasticity of labor supply, right, measures the extent to which labor supply responds to a change in the wage rate in any given time. So in lower skilled jobs, the labor supply is elastic because a pool of labor is available at a fairly consistent market wage rate, right? So here you can see that at wage one, right, workers are not really wanting to work for wage one, right? They're saying, oh, it's too baseline, I can do better, I don't want to go to work for this company because they are paying me wage one. So then they go into the market and they say, hey, well, look, I can work for a similar company, right? And they do this approximately the same thing, but they're going to pay me much more money. So now you can see that the shift in the employment demand, right, in the supply of labor, what I'm going to supply my labor to the industry, right, in the workforce, I'm going to supply my labor at this higher wage rate. Notice that this is a very elastic graph, right? This is very elastic because there was a sharp change or a sharp response in the supply of labor relative to a small incremental change in wage rate, right? So we can see in wage one and wage two, there's a small incremental change. But just because that incremental change, that little bit of change, expanded out the demand or the supply of labor into the market, right? So I'm much more willing to supply my labor to a company at wage rate two than wage rate one, right? So at this point, we can see that this is a very elastic graph because it was a sharp change in the supply of labor versus an incremental change in wages. So here, where jobs require specific skills and training, the labor supply will be more inelastic, right? So look, so because there's higher skilled labor, right, because now I have much more opportunity to go diversify, or I have more options in the market than I would have had I not had these skills, and or because I've acquired these skills and because I've acquired this training, right? And there are many people out there that have also acquired these skills and training, right? At these price points, wage one and wage two, you can see it's different than the lower skilled, right? So in the lower skilled, there was a wage rate, a small incremental wage rate increase, but because it was a small incremental wage rate increase, I am much more willing at W-2, at wage two, wage rate two, to supply my labor in the market, and you can see that's a large jump. So it's very elastic. It was very, very responsive, right? It was a big jump, a big change. Now, on the flip side of jobs that require more specific skills and training, the labor supply will be a little more inelastic, which means a little less reactionary, right? Nor not as strong of a reaction, right, as the wage change in the unskilled labor market, right? So look, there's a much greater wage rate increase between wage rate one and wage rate two, right? But if you'll notice, the supply of labor did not jump as much as it did in the lower skilled labor market, right? Because here in the skills-oriented market, right, that you had skilled work staff, there a lot of more opportunities, right, for people with skilled labor, right? So now at this wage rate too, they may not be willing, they're not as willing to go somewhere else and in the market. So it's more inelastic. So you can see the change in the wage rate between skilled workers and the change in the wage rate between unskilled workers is drastically different, right? But the response to the wage change from skilled to unskilled, right? You can see unskilled has got a very high reaction. It really pushed out on the employment scale, right, on the horizontal axis. But here is a much wider change in the wage rate, but with not as much of a reaction, right, between E1 and E2 on the skilled labor side. So that is known as being a little more inelastic. It does not change. Its reaction is not as sharp as it was as the other price increase.